About 400 people are at the International Conference on Contract Farming in Nairobi to learn more about the practice. Contract farming involves food producers and buyers agreeing on the type of food to produce, the quantity and the price in advance. Peris Wanjiku, conference director, said such agreements can help solve the challenges that many smallholder farmers face in Africa.
It is always important to farm with a plan, I believe. It is not enough to simply plant a crop, whatever it is, without knowing where it will end up. Farmers should know beforehand what to grow and where to sell. This is why contract farming is so important, as it provides the framework of certainty and sustainability. But it's not just about the traditional farmer. I believe that we can extend the benefits of contract farming to those who may not be farmers right now themselves, but they own a piece of land.
Experts say the growing interest in contract farming is associated with increasingly complicated systems in food production, marketing and distribution, which has made it difficult for farmers to meet consumers' demands. Contract farming, experts say, is an instrument that manages and reduces production risk for both parties. Wilson Milito Olerampei is a vegetable farmer in Kenya attending the conference. He predicts contract farming will be beneficial to him.
I will benefit from, because if, for example, I'm growing vegetables, we will arrange with them to get a market. They will give me their technical advice. They will advance me, and then our arid lands will be used because of shortage of rain. We'll do what we call irrigation. I will have knowledge to know what I'm growing.
An economist for the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, Lan Lee, says contract farming is often a good deal for small-scale farmers.
It sets the agreement on what products to produce, on what quantity and what price. As such, it helps secure more stable income and better production planning for producers. And it can improve access to inputs for smallholder farmers, and also technical assistance, training, financing solutions.
African farmers have seen reduced harvest due to global warming and drought. For many, a lack of knowledge and skills also contributes to low food production. In areas where farmers can produce enough food, they sometimes face obstacles in getting into market, like bad roads or insecurity. Carol Kariuki is the head of the Kenya Private Sector Alliance. She says the private and public sectors need to collaborate to improve the agriculture sector.
The private sector is doing its best. It's filling that gap where it can, but we cannot do it all. And we need government to be able to go back and say, can we get agricultural extension officers helping out the small farmers and all the farmers in the country? And so, ladies and gentlemen, contract farming holds immense potential to transform Africa agriculture. It's a model to uplift small holder farmers, to boost our productivity, to reduce poverty and drive sustainable growth.
Contract farming can have drawbacks. It makes farmers less able to sell to alternative buyers when produce prices increase. There are also environmental risks from growing only one crop for a long time. Buyers, meanwhile, can face high transaction costs from contracting with many farmers. But Kariuki believes the benefits outweigh the risks. She calls contract farming a model to uplift small-scale farmers, boost food production, and drive sustainable growth. Mohamed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.